Ashley, during this whole COVID-19 self-quarantine, self-isolation, people are at home a lot more. And after seeing all these memes pop up over the weekend, I get the idea that maybe pets, dogs, wouldn't mind a little social distancing as well.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, for the most part, dogs aren't used to having us around as often as they do now. And so sometimes it gives them more of a job, really. I mean, they get into the habit of looking for attention and getting it and learning how to train their people. And for some dogs, that could be kind of tiring, right? Making decisions all day and people think that getting attention when they want it, the dog loves that, but often they take it on as a responsibility.
So it's like a job to them.
Yeah, it can be for some dogs for sure. I mean, if you think about how many decisions they make over the course of a day, like, hey, pet me, let me out, feed me, look at me, play with me, and humans often do all the things out of the kindness of their heart, but then the dogs are very busy and almost overstimulated, right?
Speaking of overstimulated, do you think that the number of walks that dogs have been going on lately, like I'm sure it's increased a hundredfold?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they love that, and this is great. And the other great part about social distancing and these walks is people aren't stopping with their dogs and meeting other people and other dogs. They're just carrying on their own path. And that's often what I have my clients do is, don't stop and talk to the neighbors because the dog will expect it then. And later on, maybe when your dog grows up, if you have a puppy, then they're going to be pulling you towards all of the people and dogs, right? So this is, it's almost the perfect scenario for leash training right now because dogs are learning that, hey, we just have to follow our person.
What's your advice for someone who's got a dog at home and they're going through all those things you just mentioned? The dog wants more attention or is being responsible to its human. What can you do to combat that?
That's a great question. The first thing I would do is have people learn to not acknowledge their dogs when they're making these demands, to kind of look away on purpose, but then to proactively engage with their dogs on their terms, not on the dog's terms. And the other important piece, especially for folks who are working at home, is to create a separate workspace. I mean, you don't need your dog barking and nudging you and throwing toys at you if you're trying to conduct a Zoom conference, for instance, right? And so your dog should have a separate place where they could chill out and have something maybe tasty to chew on and just get them used to being separated from you, even if you are in the home. Because eventually you might go back to this new normal and you might not be home all the time, and a lot of dogs might become very stressed.
When we go back to work, what is the stressors that would be put on your pet from going, full 100 attention to down to 10?
Right, yeah. And so I think that there's going to be a risk for a lot of separation anxiety in dogs. And that could be, on the lower end of the spectrum, a dog whining when you leave, to a more extreme case of dogs being very destructive and kind of clawing at doors to get out to reunite with their owners. And so that's where separating yourself from your dog. And choosing, times throughout the day to engage with them, but then putting them away is going to be really helpful, once we go back to work.
I remember you telling me that separation anxiety was one of the hardest things for a pet to get over, pet families as well.
Yeah, it's definitely a real struggle because, it's stressful for people because they don't want their dogs destroying things or causing, nuisance to their neighbors because they're barking and or whining or howling. But really, it's so stressful for the dog too. Like I always feel for the dog that they're that stressed out without their human's company. And so, yeah, it's going to be hopefully not too stressful for the dogs, but it's definitely a challenging behavior to overcome.
Well, those are good things to look for. How is Barkbusters doing, Ashley? Are you able to work right now?
So I recently rolled out a virtual training program. So I have been able to support my existing clients that way or over the phone. And I am, starting to get some clients in the virtual world. So I'm sticking at home and keeping everyone safe and trying to support people and help them overcome these challenges by a new means, really, through technology.
I love what you're doing for healthcare workers. Can you tell us about that? I think it's amazing.
Well, thanks. Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, in order to honor healthcare workers in our city and in my territory, I'm going to be offering a free virtual training package to one healthcare worker every week from now until the pandemic has settled. So I'm hoping, you know, just to help ease a little bit of stress. If they're stressed out about their dogs and they have to go to work and deal with all of those pressures, at least, you know, a change of mindset and a bit of control, I hope can bring them, you know, some joy for sure.
And how are your doggos?
My dogs are great. We actually acquired a couple of extras. So we currently have 4 dogs living with us and 2 cats. So it's a party, but everyone's doing really well. And we're getting out for lots of walks, which is great.
So awesome.
Ashley Rozon, Barkbusters, thank you so much for joining us this morning. People can hit up your Facebook page and find out how to get hold of you there.
Absolutely. Yes. Barkbusters, Sudbury, North Bay is my Facebook page. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Ashley.
That was really great. Thank you so much.